If you feel unqualified, it might be time to take the focus off of your weakness and focus on Christ's strength and power. Paul learned that coming under a call greater than yourself is actually a good thing. Hello, beloved, and welcome to Beloved Women with me, Christina Patterson, where we help women to learn, love, and live God's Word. If you are new here, please be sure to subscribe for new videos each week. And for those of you returning, welcome back. For Beloved Bible studies, daily devotions, study guides, and unlimited ad-free videos to grow your faith, I invite you to join me on the Beloved Women app. Today's video is part of our Crazy or Called Bible study series as we learn what happens when God calls ordinary people to extraordinary purpose. Find the link to the entire series below and get your copy of the Crazy or Called Bible Study Guide at thebelovedboutique.com or on Amazon. As a YouTuber, I have a very special love for technology. I have all manner of cameras, hard drives, SD cards, lighting, microphones, and more. Whether you have one simple phone or an assortment of technology like me, we all understand that if any electronic is really going to work, it must have a power source. It needs some sort of battery, cord, or even solar power to be able to actually function. So almost every night, much like many of you, I ensure that my tech is charging so that they are ready for me to use the next day. More than once, however, out of sheer fatigue, I have plugged the cord into the device and not the wall outlet, only to wake up the next day with a top-of-the-line electronic, whether it be a phone or camera or smartphone, that I cannot use because if it has no charge, it dies. The same is kind of true when it comes to answering God's call on our lives. We need charge. We need power. Simply having a call on your life is not enough to answer it. The problem is, too many times we're not connected to our true power source, or we're connected to an incorrect source of power. We connect our calling to our natural talents, or to what others think of us, our feelings, or even how much money or fame we can acquire. But the only true source that can empower us to answer the call of God on our lives is the one who called us in the first place. Sure, we can power our call off talent and excitement for a while, but it will never be enough. Sooner or later, we will find ourselves under the crushing weight of a calling that we don't have the power to answer. It's okay to run low. It's okay to get empty. This happens to the best of us. Our strength will run out. We will grow tired and bored and distracted. Whether you are a missionary, CEO, entrepreneur, student, or teacher, the results we look to for strength outside of Christ only last for so long. Bonuses get spent. Grades are only good until the next test. People forget about us and excitement fades. We'll be tempted to place our hope in other things, but the only way to renew our strength is to place our hope in God, as the Bible tells us. He is our power source. But I also understand that placing our hope in God is often easier said than done. We would rather place our hope in things that we can see, but God is not asking us to be perfect. He simply wants us to rely on Him. The Apostle Paul knows what it's like to have a call that exposes not only your strengths, but also all of your weaknesses and places you in situations that will have you feeling crushed under the weight of the high call that God has placed on your life. Paul was a prominent Jewish leader who strongly opposed Jesus Christ and the gospel so much he was on a mission to find and persecute Christians. On his way to a town called Damascus to capture even more Christians, Jesus appeared before Paul and asked Paul, "Why are you intent on persecuting Christians?" As Jesus revealed himself to Paul, who was called Saul at the time, he trembled with fear and his life was changed forever. The God he once persecuted was right before him. He could no longer deny the power of Jesus and had no ground to continue in his violent ways. Paul then placed his faith in Jesus and was baptized. He could have gone on with his life as a new Christian, hidden and tried to avoid his past. But Paul was called as an apostle to now spread the gospel and build the early church. So yes, the same guy who was killing Christians was now on a mission to make even more Christians. Paul, the once Christian killer, became an apostle and wrote a majority of the New Testament that we enjoy today. If you have ever felt unqualified to answer the call God has placed on your life because of your past, you have nothing on Paul. He was the least likely person we would guess God would call to ministry. Maybe you feel the same way about your call. You're the least likely person to be called to motherhood or to a certain type of ministry. You're the least likely person to start a business or go to college or move away from the only home you've ever known. We all want to be great, but what do we do when we're called to do something that we're weak in? We can answer that question by discovering what made Paul so great. Paul was great because he wasn't focused on being great. Throughout his writing, there is a common theme of humbling himself so Christ could become greater through him. In one of my favorite scriptures, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul writes, "Indeed, I count everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." This is an important lesson for all of us. We don't have to be great, have the biggest following, be the best, or have the most to successfully answer God's call on our lives. Many times, those things can get in the way. So we need to learn how to humble ourselves and focus on making God great, not us. If you feel unqualified, it might be time to take the focus off of your weakness and focus on Christ's strength and power. Paul learned that coming under a call greater than yourself is actually a good thing. As Paul answered his call to preach the gospel, he found himself in many dangerous situations. Now, as a Christian, the same persecution Paul once dished out was now on his head. And boy, did he pay the price. He was beaten, wrongly accused, imprisoned, and multiple times almost killed until he was finally martyred for his faith in Christ. Paul shares in 2 Corinthians while in Asia that he experienced many troubles and hardships as he preached the gospel there. He writes, "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." Paul faced near death for answering his call to go proclaim the gospel in Asia. Talk about feeling crushed under the pressure of your calling. But he shares an important reminder here. When our call feels like it's crushing us, it's not to expose our weakness, but to push us into a deeper and sincere reliance on God himself, who cannot and will not be crushed. When we think about the call on our lives, we think that it's always going to be doing something that we like to do or feel good about doing. But sometimes God calls us to do things outside of our character and comfort zone. Not all the things that God calls us to will be glamorous or even things that we feel naturally gifted at doing. Sometimes God will call us to do things that we feel we're bad at, but he calls us anyways because he doesn't need us to be perfect to work through us. But if he's going to work through us, we have to rely on him and not ourselves. Pumping gas is certainly not one of my favorite things to do, especially when it's cold. So I love when my husband happens to drive my car and fills up my tank for me. To me, nothing says love like a full tank of gas that I did not have to pump myself. But in those cases where my tank is empty and my husband is not around, I pump my gas on my own because I understand that if my car is empty, it will not run, no matter how much I dislike putting gas in it. Here's what I want you to understand. I can't fill my car up with anything to obtain a full tank and expect it to run properly. I need 87 octane unleaded fuel for my car to do what I expect it to do. I could place water in the tank to fill it up for all I want to the brim, and although the tank would be full, the car would not function. This is what we do to ourselves when we answer God's call with our own power. It's like placing water in your gas tank. God did not make us to run off human pride and willpower. He made us to find our true strength in him. If your car ever does, for whatever reason, get water in the tank, it has to be drained. The only way for it to properly function again is to empty the tank and then fill it back up again with the correct fuel. In the same way, if we've been filling up on the results of our work, how much money we make, our feelings, and what others think of us, we will start to malfunction and God will need to empty us. He will strip those things of us so that we can rely on Him again and be filled with the correct fuel we need to successfully operate in our callings, faith in God. When we rely only on ourselves and do what we think we can do, we leave little room for God to move in our lives. When the Apostle Paul felt crushed in Asia, even to the point of almost death, the situation reminded him that he served a God who raises the dead. If you're running on empty, if you can't seem to find the power to go, if the weight of this call is crushing you, ask yourself, am I filling up on the right fuel? Am I really connected to the correct power source? Paul could have easily relied on his status, knowledge, and accomplishments. He was well educated, well known, and before placing his faith in Christ, well off. Yet in Philippians, he calls all of these accomplishments rubbish compared to knowing Christ. Even when we are qualified and our callings do come naturally to us, we still need to rely on God. Why is this? Because nothing else compares to Him. You don't answer your call to look good or show off. We answer the call to glorify God. And how can we do that without Him? Well, we can't. So let's not get distracted looking at ourselves, whether it's obsessing about how good we are or wallowing at how bad we are. Both are distractions from where our true power comes from and where our focus really needs to be, on God. When we answer God's call on our lives, we must realize we are building something greater than our own personal interests. We may never see the completed finished product of our work in this lifetime. For this reason, the results can't be our source. We must make God our source by placing our trust in Him and believing that He is using us to build something great, something we may never clearly see or comprehend on this side of eternity, but something worth building because of the One building it. Contrary to popular belief, our callings are not all about what we do and accomplish. It's about the One who calls us. It's about connecting to Him, relying on Him, and drawing closer to Him. It's not all about us. It's all about Him. Answering God's call on our lives is not checking off boxes and crossing T's and dotting I's. It's simply about being obedient to God and seeing Him do more in our lives than we ever could do on our own. Being called by God is about pushing us to God. It's ushering us, even kicking and screaming at times, towards a deeper and more sincere reliance on God. It's certainly not taking matters into our own hands. It's not about seeking money, but seeking our provider. It's not about seeking fame. It's about seeking the One who knows every hair on our head. It's not about seeking control. It's about seeking God who has all power. At times, our callings will crush us because God wants to empty us of the water in our gas tank. He wants to rid us of pride, selfish ambition, and distractions so He can fill us up with Himself. God Himself is what we need to run off of to fuel our callings. When we think about it, it makes perfect sense since He's the One who called us in the first place. When God is our source, we relieve ourselves of the pressure crushing us because it's then we don't have to be perfect, the most gifted, or have all the resources. All we have to be is what we already are. Called.
Stay tuned for a sneak peek at next week's video brought to you by our Beloved Women members who support our mission to empower women with the love and truth of Jesus Christ. Our members receive exclusive access to Beloved Women videos, Bible studies, printable study guides, and more. If you like Beloved Women, you will love being a Beloved Women member. Learn more and join today at belovedwomen.org. Now enjoy a preview of next week's video.
Then God called Abraham yet again to do something crazy. In Genesis 22, verse 2, God tells Abraham to sacrifice his son. Yes, the promised son. Now, I would have questioned God. Say, what now? You mean the promised son that I waited for? Are you absolutely sure about this, God? But that's just me. Abraham, on the other hand, responded just as faithfully as he did when God first called him to leave his father's country in Genesis 12. He went to do just as God commanded. The Bible tells us the next morning he loaded up his donkey and rolled out with his son and his two servants. He brought wood for the burnt offering and headed to the place that God called him. They arrived at their desired destination 3 days later. So Abraham had 3 whole days to think things over. He had 3 days to talk himself out of it. Did God really say that? Maybe he didn't mean sacrifice when he said sacrifice. I probably just made that up in my head. Not Abraham. He traveled for 3 days with every intention of being obedient by faith. As I studied the text, I realized that Abraham did have a lot to think about. What about God's promise to him over the past 25 years? I will make you a great nation. Over and over and over again.